If two things are quite similar, not exactly, just a small amount off, how different would you say they are? Greatly different?
Very little difference.
Someone thinks he has a pretty good idea and tries to sell you on it, but he doesn't do it. Finally, you might say in disgust, "Oh, well, that's very well and good, but I just plain don't like this." Is an idea that he's trying to sell you on.
I just plain don't like the idea.
What would you say to a friend in the morning when you met him on the street?
Well, I would say, "I'm sorry to hear of your misfortune, believe me."
Well, is she all right? Is she all right? Let's say you just meet him, first time in the morning. Nothing's wrong with him, you just see him out there.
Good morning.
Anything else? Any other greeting that you might do?
How are you?
If you're going to introduce me to someone, what do you say? Or let's put it a different way. Someone is introduced to you, then what do you say?
I'm pleased to make your acquaintance.
Uh-huh. And if you wish to invite someone to return to your house, what do you tell them?
Come back again.
What do you say on Christmas morning, first thing?
Merry Christmas.
And what do you say first thing on New Year's morning?
Happy New Year.
Let's say you go down to the clothing store and buy a shirt. And the salesman goes over and he puts it on a sheet of paper, and then he bends that paper over and bends another over and puts a string around it. What would you say he had done?
Doubled it up.
Why? Well, what had he done to the shirt?
Wrinkled it.
What did the paper have to do with it?
Wrapped it.
If you belong to a fraternal organization, you have to pay your annual
dues.
If you don't have the money, you should go to the bank and
borrow it.
And we'd say that in the 30s, money was
scarce.
Not true. When a child puts his head down on the floor and kicks his heels and flops over on his back, you say he's doing what?
Throwing a tantrum.
Well, let's say this is just a game. He's turning.
Oh, somersault.
Uh-huh.
Somerset. We called it when I was a child, Somerset.
Men and girls certainly like that, both of them now. The two-year-old is learning to do it. She's 10 feet tall.
2 years ago, John, he was learning that. And he just couldn't get it done. And I said, "John, let me show you how." So I did it for him. And he was amazed to think that I could do that, you know. He couldn't understand how I could do that. He thought I was too old, I guess, to do it.
Strange what ideas these children get. What do children do before they walk?
Oh.
If a boy went down the river and got